the return of the Almanac Quiz. Listen to everything, because anything and everything could be the topic of the question that we will ask. And we are giving away tickets for the Bakersfield Sound Tribute Show, Zephyr Theater. It is in Stillwater on Main Street in Stillwater, Neil. I looked it up.
Well done.
So
fact check.
Some of the services that we do here on the Bob Morning Show, we'll look up and make sure what we say is somewhat accurate.
Going the extra mile.
Unlike the Almanac. We have an Almanac salute. I don't have any audio, but it was Lou Brock who passed away.
Oh,
did you see that? We've lost Tom Seaver and now Lou Brock.
Well,
one
sure
of the greatest
base
stealers of all time. And, of course, he was surpassed by Ricky Henderson. But, Neil, he was so much more than a base stealer. The guy hit almost 300 in his career.
Yep. Great leadoff guy. Good outfielder for St. Louis most of his, if not all of his career.
I started with the Cubs. And they traded him in what is referred to as one of the most lopsided trades ever in the history of baseball.
Well, the Cubs kind of did that.
They were cursed. It was the Cub curse. You know, they had the whole thing with the elephant. So, yes, Lou Brock is gone. At the age of 81, he passed away. It was either yesterday or the day before. Tuesday, September 8th, 252nd day of the year, 115 days until the end of the year on today's Bob Almanac and Bob Almanac Quiz coming up. 1504, you viewed it, you saw it, you stared at it. Of course, I'm talking about Michelangelo's marble statue of David. 43 feet tall, I looked it up.
Yeah, remember I said it was at least 40, yeah.
43 feet tall, so the one you had installed was a short replica.
Yes.
Only 10 feet tall,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
And you put a loincloth on him, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it's a little more family friendly.
Some of your neighbors did not like what David was displaying on your display.
Right.
So, and as you know, it's been described as a masterpiece of Renaissance sculpture. Wouldn't you say that?
I would. There in Florence, we saw it, got pictures of it.
1565, a Spanish expedition established. Now, a lot of people think of Jamestown as the first permanent settlement in North America, but that was the first English settlement.
Oh.
This was, on this date, 1565, several decades before Jamestown, the first permanent European settlement in North America, present-day St. Augustine, Florida, and it was the Spanish that had done this. 1565. On this date in your history books. 1664. The Dutch. They surrendered New Amsterdam. They could have had all of New York. It could have been people wearing wooden shoes and windmills everywhere and Hans Christian Andersen skating on frozen water dikes throughout the city of New York. But it didn't happen because the Dutch surrendered New Amsterdam to the British on this date. And, of course, they didn't want to call it New Amsterdam anymore.
No, that wouldn't work for them.
So they called it New York.
And it remains.
1664. I don't think the Dutch would have been able to handle what New York became.
No.
I don't know if the Dutch would have been able to establish what the British did. I don't want to say anything bad about the Dutch or anything like that. I just don't know if they had the wherewithal to take New York where it needed to be taken.
It's a big duty.
It was.
Monster.
1858, Abraham Lincoln. Prior to his presidency, he supposedly said this in a speech on this date, 1858. And a lot of people have quoted this and misquoted. Probably most famously, it was President George W. Bush that misquoted this speech in this line. He said, Abraham Lincoln now, quote, "You may fool all the people some of the time. You can even fool some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time." Now, that is in defense of George W. Bush. He was doing it off the cuff. That's a tough line to remember, word for word. Verbatim. You can't fool all the people all the time, although there are a lot of politicians who think they can.
Yes.
Fool all the people all the time, and they try as hard as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got the Bob Morning Show here to cut through that stuff.
Yeah.
Through that
malarkey.
BS, we like to say. So 1890, we haven't even made it to 1900 yet, Neil.
We better move on.
1892, not yet. The Pledge of Allegiance appeared for the first time in The Youth's Companion. A guy by the name of Francis Bellamy wrote the pledge.
One of the Bellamy brothers.
Yeah, I think he's saying he was the third Bellamy brother, and he played piano on, I think, Redneck Girl.
I like it.
I think, if I'm not mistaken. But that was this date, the pledge, 1892. 1921, here this date. Miss America was crowned for the first time, the first ever Miss America pageant. It was Miss Washington, D.C. And she was only 15 years old. I think they changed the rules. I think 15 is too young now.
I think it is.
That would be Miss Teen USA. They had Miss Preteen, Miss Teen, and then Miss America, and Miss USA, and Mrs. America if they're married. But you need to be a spinster to be Miss America. So Miss Washington, D.C., that was the state, and it was Margaret Gorman.
Some fine trumpet work.
She got a gold statue of, I think that was Miles Davis, a mermaid, that was her prize, a gold statue of a mermaid.
Very nice.
1921, 1930.
You can seal things with it like sandwich wrappers. Scotch cellophane tape holds things in place like snapshots in albums. Because it's practically invisible, it's great for mending things like torn sheet music. So insist on Scotch Brand, America's number one cellophane tape.
We'll have to ask Shane Martin or one of our great local artists, when they tear their sheet music, do they use Scotch tape?
You almost have to.
Scotch
tape. I don't know what else you could
use. Scotch tape was developed on this date. Richard Drew, who worked for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, we know them as 3M. He developed Scotch tape. Where would we be without Scotch tape? And eventually, this wasn't even the transparent Scotch tape yet. The magic tape. That would come a little bit later. Well, I mean, just think how ugly Christmas presents would be without...
And what did they use before? Just
tape?
Duct tape?
Probably glue. Or they would just fold it and then tie it with string.
Yeah, or bows.
Or bows, string, whatever they have available. I mean, on the farm, it was twine.
Sure.
Probably baling wire. Whatever you need to do on your present so they don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in 1965, this date, the television trade publications Daily Variety and Hollywood Reporter ran an ad seeking folk and roll musician singers for acting roles in a new TV series. The final four choices became the stars in...
Here we come, walking down the street. Get the funniest.
Of course, the Monkees.
Everyone we meet.
Got a what?
So that was this date, 1965. Today is Star Trek Day.
Space.
Because the original series, Gene Roddenberry had this vision. It almost didn't get off the ground. That only lasted three seasons.
These are the voyages of the Starship.
And something that
Enterprise.
William Shatner did as a lark for 3 years turned into a lifelong career, pretty much, for him. And Leonard Nimoy and all those other guys, Nichelle Nichols, some of them are no longer with us. So we learned about such things and such topics as warp speed, the prime directive, nacelles, Jeffrey's tubes, inertial dampeners.
And a fine TV theme.
The Borg. Can you add anything to that list?
No.
I think so. So
pointy
that
ears.
Was 1966. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Pointy ears were then in
Those
fashion.
Are the Vulcans. Vulcans had the pointy ears.
Right.
Unless you had the surgery, then everybody could have pointy ears. But not to be outdone by Star Trek. Not to be outdone or overshadowed, Marlo Thomas, her own show, started on this date.
Rainbow,
nice.
Springtime, is that girl? She's tinsel on a tree.
Everybody wants a caricature of themselves on a kite, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, everybody should.
And another fine TV theme.
That was in 66, 74 in the news.
Have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969.
Gerald Ford there, and the one thing that he didn't mention in that address is that 3 out of the 5 work days, Richard Nixon also had to be his butler. As part of the agreement, he goes, Dick, I'll pardon you, Dick, but you need to be my butler at least 3 out of the 5 days of the week. And I guess he must have agreed to it.
Mm-hmm. So the pardon went through.
1974, same day.
2, 1.
That's Evel Knievel.
You released prematurely.
A premature parachute release ruined Evel Knievel's attempt to jump the Snake River Canyon on this date in Idaho. About a quarter mile wide is where he was trying to jump it. That big ramp, and then it looked more like a rocket ship. He wasn't using his motorcycle. A quarter of a mile is a little too far to jump a motorcycle, don't you think?
I would think, yes.
Fonzie might try it, and then he crashes into a chicken stand.
What about the no motor-driven boats down there? I can't believe it.
So he just landed in the water. Yeah. He didn't break any bones. He had minor injuries. For the one time, he didn't break bones.
Right.
Evel Knievel. You know, after a while, he was very loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Yes, he was like very gummy. Flexible because all of his bones were broken into two. He had twice as many bones as most of us. So that was that day in 74. 93.
Number 2, don't have to be a good speller to get the job.
Okay.
And the number 1 good thing about being vice president, Secret Service code name, Buttafuoco.
David Letterman had Al Gore on his show, top 10 list, best things about being vice president. That was one of the early ones on CBS, as I recall.
Ooh.
93, now 95.
Wesley Snipes, he's been a killer and a commando. Patrick Swayze, he's been a heartthrob and a hero. But these tough guys are about to face the most physically challenging roles of their careers.
Let's give it to them, girls.
Meet Vida Boheme.
Enchanté.
Why are you crying?
You dressed up in drag to go to the premiere of this movie, didn't you?
Jackson. Jesse's daughter.
And their protege, Kiki Rodriguez.
To Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. You had Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes in drag.
Easy Rider in dresses.
On a sacred mission.
That was this date. That movie was released. That is 25 years ago now, 1995.
Down the left field line. Is it enough? Gone! There it is! 62! Touch first, Mark. You are the new single-season home run king!
Not for long, and he was a...
cheater.
Yeah, he was juicing and taking that androstenedione down.
Yeah, not good.
And he hit number 62. He broke Roger Maris. He ended up getting to 70. And then Barry Bonds, who's another...
cheater.
He then surpassed that number.
Yes.
And then it was this date 4 years ago. Big giraffe news.
You probably think you know everything you need to about giraffes. They have long necks, live in Africa, eat leaves, and that's it. But you probably didn't know that there are 4 different kinds of giraffes. You didn't know that because scientists just found out themselves. A new study published in the journal Current...
4 species of giraffe. Who knew?
Yeah.
We are your giraffe information station here at Bob FM. And have you ever noticed if you look at the pattern on a giraffe... and if you make those Pillsbury cinnamon rolls where you put them all in the circular cake pan,
yes.
That after they cook, the top of those actually look like the fur pattern on a giraffe. That's before you put the icing on it, Neil.
Right, right.
You put the icing on after that. But when they come out of the oven, they look like the pattern on a giraffe. Check it out next time you get one of those Pillsbury, those things that pop out of a little tube.
They have the little brown cinnamon chunks on them.
They're delicious.
I hear you, and that's a very good point.
Hey, happy birthday to one of the great ventriloquists.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is my partner Les, who happens to be very versatile and talented.
This is my partner William, who happens to be a self-made man, which happens to be a horrible example of unskilled labor.
It was Willie, Tyler, and Lester. Do you remember them? They made a cameo on The Jeffersons. They were all over the place. Laughing. Willie, Tyler, and Lester.
Yep.
80 today. Bernie Sanders is almost 80.
Not a fan of the banks. They trample on the middle class.
They control Washington. And why do they chain all their pens to the desks? Who's trying to steal a pen from a bank? Makes no sense. That's why you got to break up the banks into little pieces.
Bernie Sanders, former presidential candidate, he's never gotten the endorsement. He's worked hard for it,
mm-hmm.
but he's never gotten it. And he's senator from Vermont. That might be Larry David doing him. We'll have to check on that.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man. So fine, I've been on fire.
Lee Majors, who thought he could sing, right?
Until he sang, I'm not sure he can.
Until he sang the theme to his show, Fall Guy.
Sure.
And Heather Thomas was on that show. She should have sang the theme, don't you
think?
Probably. I think she would have been better.
Yeah.
They never asked the $6 million man to sing. I mean, Oscar Goldman didn't even sing. It was the one time when Dr. Rudy Wells, he was the singer of the group. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
So Heather Thomas is 63. We have 80s music today. Lead singer of the group Till Tuesday. This is a 1980s one-hit wonder. You might know it as the song called Voices Carry.
Yes.
Amy Mann.
Good tune.
Is 60. He's a hobbit.
I know you doubt me. I know you always have. And you're right, I often think of Bag End. I miss my books. And my armchair, and my garden. See, that's where I belong. That's
making,
home.
He's making me cry.
And that's why I came back. You don't have one.
And he's fighting for the home of the elves. And the kings and the whole crew. Neil, who's your favorite hobbit? Would it be Frodo? Would it be Bilbo? Or would it be Danny DeVito?
Danny.
Of course. So that's Martin Freeman. He's 49 today. We have John Thomas, who played at the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis,
sure.
Roosevelt, played some for the Timberwolves. He's 35 today. Big, strong post. He helped us to the Final Four. That
he was.
Technically did happen
player.
Or didn't happen. You know, we've had to wipe it away.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Still happened to me.
I was there. I drove to Indianapolis. I mean, unless they come here and wipe my memory.
Right.
Like they would do at Device Pit Stop on a hard drive for a laptop. So Pink is celebrating today. Neil's gotten down to this song more often than he can count. 41 today. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, one of the home improvement kids.
We're not true brothers. Yes, you are. I'm going to let you in on a secret. We're aliens from outer space. You're a big fat liar, Randy.
He was a big fat liar, but we loved him for it.
That's
he was
great.
Randy Taylor, one of the three boys. You had your Brad, you had your Mark, and you had your Randy. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is the big 39 today. Our rapper of the day is Wiz Khalifa. Pretty well known. You should have heard of Wiz Khalifa.
I've heard the name.
33. And from the very popular streaming show from Netflix, Stranger Things.
Our friend has superpowers and she squeezed your tiny bladder with her mind.
Shut up!
Yeah, she can do it. Her name is Elle.
Wow.
And she can do that. She can make you urinate on yourself on command just by using her brain. I know you don't stream, but a lot of people do. And Stranger Things is somewhat popular, Neil.
Yeah.
And he plays Dustin, the curly-haired kid with the hat. Gaten Matarazzo, 18 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Country Music Hall of Famer. He's known as the father of country, Jimmy Rogers.
Which one is your favorite blue yodel? Do you have a favorite blue yodel? Or a chocolate yodel?
Chocolate and
Claire. That gal that made a wreck out of me.
You know, if you watch the Ken Burns special, he was prominently featured there. Jimmy Rogers, 1897. He had the same role on three different television shows. He played Sam Drucker on the Petticoat Junction, Beverly Hillbillies, and Green Acres.
Hello
Frank
there,
Cady.
Mr. Drucker.
I was just printing up the tickets for the show the Hooterville Players are doing for the benefit of the Hypers.
Yeah, Ed told us about it.
That's a nice bunch of kids. They should have their own clubhouse. keep them out from under my front porch on rainy nights.
What a great town that Hooterville was.
And it was. And an unmistakable voice there, Frank Cady, born on this day, 1915. He was the, start on the show of shows, Sid Caesar, born on this day, 1922. He was Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther films, Peter Sellers.
Does your dear go back? Oh. Oh. Nice digging. Oh. I thought you said your dad did not bite.
That is not my dog.
Very simple.
Yeah, it's
not
pretty
my
simple.
Dog. Yeah. And he was looking for. I do remember. Pink Panther movies, Peter Sellers, 1925. The great Harlan Howard, one of the greatest songwriters of country music fame, 1927. And the great Patsy Cline.
Now, he wrote Fall to Pieces, I Fall to Pieces. So what a coincidence. Yes. They share birthdays.
5 years apart, 1927 for Harlan and 1932 for the great Patsy Cline. He was the subject of Good Morning Vietnam. He was played by Robin Williams, portrayed him in the movie. But disc jockey Adrian Cronauer, born on this day, 1938. This is Benjamin Orr from the Cars.
I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my
people time. Forget he sang lead on a few of their hits, and it wasn't all Rick Ocasek. This one and Drive come to mind.
Sure.
It's not the perfume, not too well.
Very successful group, the Cars.
That's from an episode of Midnight Special, hosted by Larry Gatlin.
Oh, nice.
1978.
Benjamin Orr, born on this day, 1947.
Now they're all gone but not forgotten. So our quiz today, we're giving away the tickets. Is it a pair of tickets, Neil?
Yes.
No, it just says tickets.
Pair of tickets.
Zephyr Theater, Stillwater, Bakersfield Sound this Saturday. You need to text in the answer, and the question is, on this date in 2016, we had done some giraffe DNA work, and we always thought there was just one species of giraffe.
Oh.
But we found out there were more than that. How many species of giraffe are there? Not one, so it's more than that. Send in your guess. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100, and the 10th one that texts in the correct answer will win these tickets, all right? Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Bellamy Brothers, Redneck Girl? I think we mentioned them. How fitting was that?
Would be probably fitting. Oh, yeah.
Might as well.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY, Faribault, KLA.